Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Brownfield. Tim Cook is Chief Credit Officer with FCS America, Frontier Farm Credit.
Well, certainly front and center is the ag economy.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be another volatile year in agriculture. We've seen wide swings in prices of major commodities this year, specifically corn and soybeans, driven by trade. But yield is also another big factor in what those are. You know, as we look at the outlook for this year, we think we're going to see a very wide level of variability in profit levels of producers, driven by weather, what kind of yields did they have, and how did they market their crops and products.
Certainly we had a lot of wet weather, we had drought, we had it all.
Yeah, we did. It's, you know, we serve Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, and then the eastern third of Kansas, and from within just that relatively small geographic area, we've seen significant drought in Kansas to really too wet of weather in the northern part of Iowa and in parts of South Dakota, which has created a challenge. But overall, crop yields are very, very strong across a lot of that geography, so that helps make up for some of the lower commodity prices.
What about ethanol? How's it doing?
You know, ethanol margins in 2018 have been compressed over what they've been in the past several years. But overall, the ethanol industry is very strong financially. We are seeing expansion within the ethanol industry, which from a corn producer standpoint is very favorable and positive. But expansion through both new plant construction and expansion of existing facilities.
E15 year-round is coming. But we also have the situation with those small waivers that were given that had some demand destruction going on. What needs to happen to get the industry whole again?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, from an industry standpoint, E15 will be, you know, very positive, and we're looking forward to the EPA's issuance of their proposed rule making that a reality. Obviously, it'll take some time to convert existing station and habits to get to E15, but long term, it should be very, very positive, and will continue to expand corn markets for our producers.
Land values, what's happening there?
You know, I think we all continue to be a little bit surprised at the stability of land values. Land values have remained stable, and in some areas, we've seen an increase in prices. So we think those price increases are driven by a compressed supply. You know, there haven't been as many sales as maybe what we would have anticipated. And the overall financial health of agriculture remains strong. Individual producers may be experiencing some stress, but overall demand for real estate is very strong and very active, both from farmers, but investors are also starting to enter that fray as well. So all those things are positive for real estate values at this point in time.
Yeah, so there's a lot of silver linings, even though we have a struggling ag economy.
Yeah, well, the ag economy, you know, for individual producers may be a challenge. Overall, I think agriculture continues to perform very well. The overall financial health is strong. And if we look beyond what we're seeing immediately, opportunities for U.S. agriculture in a long term to feed a growing global population, I think is very favorable, and that's factoring into some of those decisions.
Tim Cook, Chief Credit Officer with FCS America. I'm Julie Harker with Brownfield.